This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear Mr. Islam, and welcome to a beautiful new series. We're going to call it The Better Half, and we all know which half is that. On our right-hand side, in the right corner, we have Sister Anmul, which we call Ma'mul, because, you know, my daughter calls her that. Brother Ahmed is her husband, and I remember when I first saw him, I said, you know, I see two eyes, two ears, alhamdulillah, two legs, two... He's doing good, no bite marks, alhamdulillah. Because the first time I get them married, he was on a broken leg. On the left corner, let's get ready to rumble. We have Brother Hassan, our own, alhamdulillah, he's our homeboy, and his wife, mashallah, our dear Sister Iqra. And we had to go all the way to London, Ontario, to get this girl. And man, she's worth it, alhamdulillah. How did you guys meet?
That's a great question, Sheikh. So Ahmed and I have been following each other for a while on Instagram, and one time it was like, you know, in the summer, I get a message from his sister, and she just randomly said, like, salam, just wondering, like, are you single and are you interested in getting to know someone for the purposes of marriage? And you know, I corresponded with her a few times, and then she ended up, you know, letting her mom call my mom and just asked for permission for me and Ahmed to get to know each other. We ended up meeting in Niagara Falls with my parents and just got to know each other there. And after that meeting, yeah, everything just went up from there.
I think ours is a little bit simpler. We just met through some mutual friends. My sister's friend from college knew, her husband knew Hassan, and he was trying to help Hassan get hooked up with somebody. We just kind of connected through them, and then, yeah, I guess the rest is history.
What was the most emotional moment in your marriage life? Man, that's deep. You guys, I'm saying, like, you speak too much, I'm saying.
I'd have to say it was a few weeks before the wedding, so we weren't, you know, technically married at the time, but I broke my leg playing soccer, and you know, I was...
Wasn't that a sign for you, man? Run for us, dude.
I couldn't run. Well, you know, for the groom-to-be, obviously you want to have two legs to be able to enjoy your wedding. I mean, I enjoyed it anyways, but it was just emotional. Like, it was midnight. The man behind the camera on me was with me. At the time, I'm like, do I text her? Do I call her? What do I tell her? How am I going to tell her this news? But, you know, once she came to the hospital and she was next to me, like, it was a very emotional moment, but it felt good to have her next to me.
I think sometimes just the realization that you found somebody in your life who is so supportive and so kind, and then you just have these random bursts of those emotional moments when you're like, you know, thankful to Allah and everything that you found somebody who's going to be on this journey of life with you.
For me, it was more of a period. So it was like, since she was moving in, I was given the go-ahead by my parents. Hey, finish the basement, how you like it? And then she moved in, so it's all up to me. So that was a big emotional burden as well. About a month and a half, I believe, you know, going in and out and getting all the homies in, getting all the help I can, and it was a ride, and alhamdulillah,
and it was a blessing. So, we're now part two of the conversation, and then what we're excited to see is how, if you had to redesign or design from scratch your house, how would it look like?
Yeah, don't mark my drawings, but...
It has to be on scale.
Sure. I'll be making it on scale.
Sheikh Mahdi is starting to look like ICC.
Looks like a prison to me, man. Look at the neat handwriting.
I know.
See, this is something planned out. Look at the details. This guy just goes for the drawing.
I got nothing.
Look at, first thing is game. No, it's
game.
Right.
Room.
I can't even read
game. Game room.
Room.
Game room.
Yeah, baby.
So we'll start with Sirka first. You tell us about what are the key points you wanted in your house.
Okay, so I really want a nice big front yard, front porch, where we can all sit out, enjoy the weather. I want a nice big backyard as well, so I focus more on the outside, I guess. Yeah. And I just want a nice office space. And I think I booked at yours and then I wrote that down. So, yeah.
So the first floor goes where you have a lot of entertainment space or family space, all kind of that. So a big garage leading into a pantry, so there'll be like a nice door where you can actually just enter the pantry and drop all your groceries off. Then you have your kitchen, you can have your big island, you'll get all your appliances, whatever it may be. And then the back wall would all be like glass windows, open concept, leading.
Oh yes, I said lots of windows too.
Lots of windows, so this whole wall is windows. See, I'm incorporating all those points here. You can have flowers back, you can have your garden back here.
And it's nice to hear Hassan is describing it and he's telling her, your master room, your
it's all yours.
Yeah, this is all for you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Urban Blaze, eh?
Yeah.
Take it.
Check this out.
It's going 3D. It's going 3D.
You know that men usually don't look at specifics, they look at the bigger picture. It's true. And you're just giving us an example of that. How's here going? Go ahead. Include a jacuzzi. Office? What? That's a surprise.
But Ahmed, we're going to have only 2 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
The castle is fine. Oh, dude. Let it rain, my man. She's talking 3,000 square feet. Big house.
So we'll start with you. You tell us, describe to us what you had here.
So I've always wanted to live in a very like urban place. I love like the minimalist vibe right now. I don't know if that'll change down the line, but I think gray colors, white, lots of plants and greenery. I don't like crammed places, so that's why like I would love for it to be really spacious as well. I want to have like a big office space now that everyone's working from home. Have like a at-home gym. And then have a kitchen in the basement, because now that I bake, I would love to have like a separate kitchen for that. And then have a total of 6 bedrooms, at least.
You're not even Palestinian, because I'm a married Palestinian. You have lots of families, lots of kids. How many kids are you planning to have?
Not a lot, but just the more rooms, the better. Like, who knows what I might do.
Yes,
exactly.
It's like a lot.
How you feel, man? How you holding up? Are you seem sweating. You both ready. Don't faint just on
it. She didn't put the price tag to her.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about. Okay, so similar to my wife, I love minimalism. I don't like a lot of things happening. So as you can see, there's hardly anything in the house.
There's nothing, dude. What the heck is that? I see a box. That's really minimal. You see that? Oh, the strategy is killing me. Oh my God, so close again.
And the red are back. We should count it. We should, yeah. Oh.
All right, better go team. Good D, man. This guy is a good goalkeeper, inshallah.
Oh!
I'm just saying.
He's gonna wipe the floor.
Seeing is believing.
No!
Oh
no!
Thank you for your assistance. All right. Where I go, guys?
Oh my God. Oh man. Now we're just like handing them.
Okay, now we can start.
One more.
We're not done.
Okay.
It's
okay,
nine.
Okay,
1 point till 9. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
red team,
all right. Final
quote.
Oh. I think we should have cut you off.
Great work.
Are you guys ready? Let's get ready to rumble. Let the games begin. Here we go. Bismillah.
How much?
Just cute.
How much? I have to admit, I was so disappointed that they're not doing biryani. I keep just repeating. I haven't had it for a while because in the Jum'ah we used to have biryani right here. Oh, and there's nothing. It's been, I have a withdrawal symptoms.
Miss those dish, yeah.
All right, coming up on the first minute right now, inshallah. Here we go. Bismillah. MashaAllah. And no cheating.
Yeah,
don't look over anybody's shoulder.
Slice it. Put it right here.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. There is a strategy to this madness.
Of course. Of course,
I can
always,
see that.
Always, chef.
Okay.
Always. I'm gonna put one more here.
I get them.
So there's
hungry.
One there and there's
all right,
one
here
there.
We go. Time is up. Hands off. Okay. And we are on the 5 minute marker. Fantastic. I'm so proud of you guys. You did an amazing job. Thank you so much. I'll just take that
and pick the office.
Cool.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed watching those episodes. Alhamdulillah, this you probably have noticed the diversity that we have of our community and our couples that are those that have just been married for 10 months and those that have been for 10 years and others maybe actually more than 10 years, more than 20 years. And you have seen the way that they think and they see what's common between them. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they unite their hearts, inshallah, and then continue to have them as pillars in our community and involved. So Ramadan Mubarak to all of you, and I will see you in the next episode.